The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining me right now for three charts within 3 minutes ish is the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. All right, Nick.
Hello, very good, thanks.
Okay, let's crack straight into it. Let's see if we hit that three-minute timeline. First and foremost, a big riser today. Infrastrata, that's INFA, have announced their final results for the year. They made a loss of $177,000, but have £2.45 million cash in the bank. That's including a £1.4 million grant. But their market cap, even after today's rise, which is about 50-odd percent, is $1.32 million. So they've obviously got more cash than their market cap. Plus they have, you know, ongoing operations that seem to be proceeding well. So what do you think on the chart, Nick? INFA.
Well, the chart is horrid. It's a horrible downtrend. But, you know, there is some Fibonacci support that we've stuck our nose below this week. And I'd really like to see us close back above 0.67 and then... to confirm a bottom, I'd like to see a daily close above 0.788. And if we can do that, then we're at least going to have a bit of a correction. We've only bottomed, though, when we close above the 50-day, which is sitting at those July lows, and that's at 0.94. But this one looks good. Good positive signs, but, you know, it's a horrible downtrend and a bit of a lottery ticket.
Yeah, it needs to break that downtrend. Okay, next one.
It really
is,
does.
Next one is, I always find it hard to say this, Physiomics. Physiomics, PYC is the ticker there. It's the Oxford UK-based systems biology company. Have confirmed that it's been awarded an Innovate UK grant as part of its Biomedical Catalyst 2016 feasibility study competition. So they've got this grant, basically. So PYC on the chart. Pretty young thing. No, it's PYT, that is, isn't it? Sorry, go on.
I always thought the word was physiognomics, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Physiomics,
exactly.
Yeah. But I think it's a play on that. Physiomics,
anyway.
Yeah, go on.
Another horrid downtrend, but this one is above the 20-day moving average and above the October lows. And although we have had a nice big gap higher, we're coming back to fill the gap now. I think there's a good chance that this one continues higher because the RSI has crossed through 50. On an RSI, the 50 is the center line. And quite often that's like support and resistance. And this one says we should continue higher. So to really confirm that, though, I'd like to see a close today above 2.15, and then we should rock and roll to the 200-day moving average at 2.9.
Let's rock and roll! Okay, yeah. And the last one is a quest on the timeline of, I think it's both of us for shade in, so can you, I don't know if it said it to you or me or whatever,
yeah.
But SDX Energy, and we're nothing if we're not here to serve the general public, the fine people there of social media. So SDX Energy, what do you think on the chart there, Nick?
Yeah, finding a chart that's not in a downtrend. This is this obviously people are looking for upside targets in this because it's, you know, gone.
Yeah.
39.50, 41.80, and then above that I think we top out about 45.83. So obviously we've tagged the lower of those three targets at 39.50 today. The support is not that far away though at 36.90. Not, you know, we're very, very overbought, like, yeah. You know, 890 on the RSI. Mm-hmm. So long should be taking some profit, but I'm not, I do think for sure this one will go to 41.90, 42.
Okay. And if you look at that, look at the two sort of peaks, when was that? In September the 8th and the 13th of October,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, so back at 30, join the channel, obviously.
Yeah, join that channel up, and then it tops the channel. It goes up about 32 pence. Now, so it's broken above that, hasn't it? It's really shot up even there. But like you said, the RSI, it's overcooking there, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be extraordinary if it came back to 30. If it, when it, you know, if it does that, it's properly topped and it's not a buy with a trend. You know, even it could come back all the way to 33 and still be trending higher. Yeah. But if we take our Fibonacci projections from that very first initial swing, I think that we've still got a bit more gas in the tank, even though the, I hate to say it, even though the RSI is at 90. If you're not long, obviously this isn't a great one, great buy. But if you are long, well done.
Yeah, yeah, you should have, it should really, when it popped above 30, that was when it broke out, didn't it, really, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, Nick, thank you very much. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets and at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.